Excuse me, Scott's coming through. I'm the clam man. Hey, market's up. Peppers is at 112. Now I'm rich. I recommend investing in Sam and Dan's Clam and Ham Company. One clam per ham. Don't you dare think about getting one more clam per ham. I'm glad I got my dollars in Clam Man. My last name is Clam, and I also invest in Clam Man. I'm Scott the Clam Man, and I love birds.
Hello.
Corey?
Hey, Scott.
Yeah.
Hey, Scott.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
All right.
Cool. How are things in Los Angeles today?
Not too bad. A little warm, but par for the course.
How hot? Like in Fahrenheit?
Mid-90s, maybe.
Whoa. That's pretty hot.
Hey, do you want to turn on your video so we can see you?
Thought it was on, but try to figure it out.
Sure. Should be a little camera button there.
Hey! There he is!
Scott. Oh, you're outside.
Yep.
Is that?
Yeah, it's a little out here than inside a house with no AC.
Yeah, I imagine that. A little cramped. So, where are you in your backyard?
I wish I had a backyard this nice. I just had a little park down the street from where I live.
Nice. You're on like a Wi-Fi connection out there?
No, just a regular cell phone connection.
Oh, cool. You're on your cell phone.
Well, you're coming through loud and clear.
Actually, I'm on a tablet.
Oh, even better. On like
I'm on dumb phone.
Dumb phone?
I have a flip phone.
Whoa. Dumb.
Apparently those are gonna last forever. If they still work, it's gonna work forever.
Yeah, with the tablet on a regular phone I could do things on like on Facebook and make phone calls.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time.
Cool. Well, Scott, it's a pleasure to have you on our podcast. I don't know if I told you before, it's called Rim Crim. And here on Rim Crim, we are delving in an unauthorized way, not authorized by Tim and Eric, into the world of their comedy. And obviously, you played your role on Check It Out with Steve Brühl, right?
Yeah.
And were you ever on their
awesome show?
Awesome show, great job.
No, got fortunate. Not really.
No. So were you on any of their other shows? Have you done anything else from them other than Check It Out or just Check It Out?
Before Check It Out, as a little video short that they put on their YouTube channel called Hampers Prenatal Life Coaching.
Oh, I saw that. I remember that one. That was amazing, by the way. We loved it. Say that again.
It's a little creepy and weird, mm-hmm. that video.
Very much so. That falls in line with a lot of the ideas that they're trying to put across.
So Scott, so you know, let's start at the beginning with you, because really for us, we want to get to know the people behind the characters that we love. So where are you from originally?
Burbank, California.
Wow, California native. And was it always your sort of goal to get into the acting biz?
Actually, no. I was more interested in trains, but just never got around to really applying for that industry.
Into trains?
Like to become a conductor?
conductor, engineer, whatever.
Cool. Are you still into trains?
Yeah.
I'm certain you could still you know, find a job within the train business, but we'd love it if you stayed in entertainment.
So so like, what do you do to like to, you know, fulfill your train interest?
Do you have a train set?
Good question.
There's a HO train set. I just haven't brought it out for like Christmas in a long time.
You know, this is really interesting because David Liebenhardt loves model trains as well. Did you know that?
Yeah, I knew that.
Yeah? You know Dave?
Yeah, we've talked about trains once or twice in the past.
So like you know, from doing this this podcast, we've really had the chance to sort of hear how a lot of the different people who have worked with Tim and Eric have interacted over the years. So, you know, how did you, because you've never acted with David, right?
Never acted with who?
With David Liebenhardt.
I've seen him around at the SAG-AFTRA building once or twice.
Mm-hmm.
Before, acted with him before. Check it out. No, I haven't.
And are there any other folks from the Tim and Eric universe that you know, either keep in touch with or that you talk to?
Sunshine Lee, we talked to and just happened to talk to her this morning.
Mm-hmm. How's she doing?
Well, she's hanging in there. She's about to move out to the desert.
Oh yeah. Out to the desert and like in Nevada?
Yeah. Here in California.
Yeah.
A little past Palm Springs.
Cool. Cool. And does she act still?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
She's been more or less busy.
Cool. And so we can jump back now. So how did you first get into, so you said, you know, you had an interest in trains, but sort of what led you to acting?
I didn't have anything going at the time. My nephew's father, who was laid off from Disney Studios as an animator, and one of his friends brought up working as a, going to Central Casting to work as an extra.
Mm-hmm.
Those movies. And he got attention and said, why not? Got nothing else to do. And he and I went to Central Casting and signed up. And it went on from there.
Cool. So what was your first acting gig?
As an extra or talking?
Just whatever. What was the first gig you got?
It was on a TV show called 24.
Oh, I remember that one.
Their first season.
Wow.
And it was a three-day work job.
3 day. And what did you, what was your role? What did you do on the first season of 24?
And I was just a power plant worker.
Power plant worker. And Jack Bauer, did Jack Bauer shoot you?
No. At the power plant, it was just the president was doing a rally.
Mm-hmm.
A stop.
Mm-hmm.
At the power plant.
And you were just, and like, were you like coached at all? Did they tell you like, you're working on this or anything like that?
We were told that we booked on this and told what to bring and where to go and just went from there.
Mm-hmm. So how did you, I mean, from there you went on to, I guess, go full SAG, right?
No, it took me a few years.
Yeah.
Took me a few years before I got into SAG.
So, like, what was the sort of process? Like, how many jobs did you have to do before you got into SAG? The Screen Actors Guild, by the way, Dylan. If you didn't know,
I'm familiar.
Well, at the time there was two unions, the Screen Actors Guild, and there was AFTRA.
Mm-hmm.
And I had some acting shows. And for AFTRA, it was pretty much an open union getting in. For Screen Actors Guild, you need either a principal job union to get in, or three union vouchers for work as an extra.
Mm-hmm.
To get in.
And what was the majority of your work?
It was mostly as an extra.
Yeah. Any other shows that we might know that you worked on?
There's a movie that really got my foot in the door with SAG was a movie called Mr. Woodcock.
Oh, that was with Billy Bob Thornton.
Yeah.
Did you get to meet him?
No, he wasn't there that day. The scene I was in had Sean William Scott and Amy Poehler.
Did you meet them?
That's amazing.
Kind of met them, but not in an official way.
Mm-hmm.
But it was kind of neat.
Yeah. Did they feel like they feel like they were funny on and off screen? Did you get that sense?
Didn't really have much interaction with them other than just being on set.
Right on. And what was your role in Mr. Woodcock?
The scene was outside of a bookstore for an autograph signing by Sean William Scott, and I was just one of the fans of Sean William Scott's character who authored this book. And I was outside the line and kind of ran up to him to get his autograph. Mm-hmm. And cut in line.
How many takes did you get to run up to him?
Not many. Two or three, just to run up, and then there are a couple of other lines after that.
Did you call him Stifler?
Dylan, that's unprofessional.
Come on,
that would be unprofessional.
I of course it would be, but that's...
He's trying to, be an actor. You don't just run up to someone and yell Stifler. You're trying to get paid.
In the take.
Anyways, so that sounds like fun. That sounds like a fun little role. You get to be a little bit unhinged, right?
Yeah.
That sounds fun. So, when do you sort of come into the world of Tim and Eric? So when does the prenatal life coaching happen?
How did that happen?
Yeah.
So posting on LA Casting, sure, why not give it a shot? So I submitted and got the call from a casting director or an email contact from them, and just went on from there.
Okay, so you go in to the set, and what are your impressions of what's going on?
Eric was there directing the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, there were four of us doctors.
Quote, unquote.
And three pregnant women. And I was the first one up on set. And they were just giving me lines there on the spot. And I just... went from there.
So you didn't receive a script at all. It was just lines on the spot.
Yeah.
And I know that for me, if I were to be in that situation, because I love the comedy, I wouldn't be able to help from laughing. Did you find yourself, having to stop from giggling at all, or was there anything like that on set?
Maybe a little bit.
Yeah.
But in my case, I don't know if anyone could tell, but I was rather nervous during all that.
Why is that?
Never done anything like that before, and
What hadn't you done before?
Just inexperience in doing lines on set and having the pressure and all that good stuff.
Did you know that you were sort of in on like sort of like a cult comedy sort of jokey atmosphere?
Did you know what this was going to be? Did you have any idea what this was going to become?
Not really. Even though I had seen $1 billion movie before then, but I didn't realize off at the time that this was going to be one of those Tom and Eric things.
Mm-hmm. And so after you do these lines and you know it's something that you hadn't done before, like, so how would you describe that first experience working with him? Did you enjoy it? You know, what were your thoughts after you finished that job?
It was an experience in a good way, how crazy it was. But something I won't forget for a long time.
Yeah. Why? Like, what was that? Like, what was memorable about that gig? Like any sort of like on set behind the scenes sort of stuff that's you know that was interesting that maybe you know that maybe might be interesting.
I don't know if there's really anything that really stands out except for being on set and just struggling through some of the lines that they threw at me and. It was like a regular acting job.
So it just felt like an acting job.
How did the next role come about with Dr. Steve Brule?
How did you
check it out?
So now, how did you become Scott Clamm?
There was through another posting on LA Casting. And it was posting for like a family member. And apparently it was for a scene that when Dr. Brule was in the hospital and I was just standing in the room with Sunshine and David to Brule while he's recovering. But I showed up, signed the paperwork, and then went to lunch. And after lunch, they said, there'd been a change of plans. Can you come back in a couple days as a correspondent? Sure. Fine with me. And came back a couple days later and Scott Clamm was born.
Scott Clamm was born. And how much input did you have on the character? Like did was that all set up before you got there, or was there room for you to say, well, like, you know, maybe we should say it this way or that way? Was there any sort of creative input at all from your end?
Not at my end. They provided that dialogue. Some of it was scripted on a teleprompter, and the other dialogue was them just throwing out lines and them telling me how to do what, and it just went on from there.
And, like, what's going on in your head as they're, like, saying, say it like this, and like, you know, because you do a lot of there's like some stuttering, and there's that very sort of stilted fashion with which the lines are delivered, right? Clams, hams, right? You know, a ham for a clam, right? So, you know, how are they directing you to do this?
They just kind of told me what to say and all that, and how it came out was just me being nervous in front of the camera and
Let me ask you, Scott, are you, sorry to interrupt, but so are you still nervous in front of the camera? You still get nervous?
I was nervous.
Yeah. And you know, have you gotten nervous since then doing other roles? Like, you know, in more, because you came back on Check It Out. How many episodes did you do?
They did 6 episodes per season, and I'm in half of them in seasons 3 and 4.
Right. So you did a whole bunch.
Yeah.
Any intel on a season 5?
I wish I knew.
Okay.
I tried checking on the internet, and there was one source saying it was canceled months ago, but I haven't heard or read anything officially one way or another whether the show is coming back or not.
And
I don't know.
I think they kept bringing you back because your delivery is so good, Scott. You know, when you're on screen, you are Scott Clam, right? It was hard for Dylan and I to refer to you as anything but Scott Clam. I have two questions here. When you're like doing the lines, are they laughing in the background? Is there laughing going on as you're delivering the lines?
There might have been, but they're trying to I couldn't tell.
Yeah, because there's a lot of people around, things are happening. So okay, that's what I thought that was. They're good like that. So when you're on the street, do you get recognized for being Scott Clam in LA?
Good question.
Yeah, once in a while. It just happened a few hours ago, leaving the mall on my way home, and someone did actually recognize me.
And like, what are some of the lines that people will say to you on the street?
Aren't you Scott Clam? Or have you done work with Tim and Eric? Or have you done some acting?
They just want to know what you're doing. They want to know if you're doing more.
Yeah.
So they don't ask you about your character. Like, they don't say, like, I have a ham. Can I have a clam? Nothing like that.
Maybe.
Like,
or have you done work with Tim and Eric?
Yeah. And so, you know, I found you through Facebook, and I think you did something with Pedro Meyer. I'm forgetting the actor's name. Pablo Meyer. The actor who plays Pablo Meyer.
Oh, is that the Steve Brule spinoff?
Episode? Pablo Myers of Myers Superfoods. Oh, were you in Bag Boy, Scott?
I was.
Okay.
I was the assistant manager.
You were the assistant manager in Bag Boy. So, what was the production like on Bag Boy compared to Check It Out?
It was different. It seemed like slightly higher budget.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty easy, pretty loose. Easy going.
And at that point, you had already done a fair amount of work with Tim and Eric. So, you know, were you more comfortable on set for Bag Boy? Were you less nervous?
Yeah, a little less nervous, but still some nervousness.
Sure. And what's it like working with the Dr. Steve Brule?
Yeah. At times, it was hard to keep a straight face.
Yeah.
But it was overall positive.
And see, you know, is the doctor on and off set? When the camera stops rolling, is Dr. Brule still going?
I had very little interaction off set, but not really. Little I could tell you is out of character, mm-hmm. off camera to some degree.
One thing I like to ask people about is the craft table. So, was there a good craft? Are there good craft tables on Check It Out? And was there a good one on Bag Boy?
For season 4, the person that was setting up craft service or was in charge. She was very hardworking.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fairly decent.
Fairly decent. And like, what is that like for a fairly decent craft table? What are we talking about? Like sandwiches and like chips, or like a full like meal? Like what's involved?
A variety of snacks of one thing or another, chips, maybe yeah. sandwiches.
What do you go for? What do you go for on the craft table?
Other than a soda or water.
Yeah.
Maybe a few chips, maybe a sandwich, maybe a little bit of candy, not too much.
Yeah. And, so do you, when the cameras stop rolling, do you hang out with Tim and Eric and the production crew?
Well, not too much, because they got other things to do.
For sure.
With the other actors. Otherwise, I'll just hang out in principal holding.
Yeah. What happens there?
Chit chat with the other people working with the other characters.
Cool. And so, after you see everything edited and put together and it's like going, it's good, people are watching it on the internet and obviously reacting very, excitedly, because there's such a big Tim and Eric fan base. What are your impressions of Tim and Eric's humor? Like, were you surprised to see, what was your reaction when you first saw the first Scott Clam videos?
This is how it's all turned out. Okay.
Did it seem like really silly to you? Like this is like ridiculous.
Yeah.
What do you like? Do you show members of like your family or your friends? Like, what do they think?
With Hampers, they mentioned the video and they watch it. Yeah, it's kind of rather creepy and weird. But it's just crazy, stupid humor in a good way.
Yeah. Do you like it?
Yeah, it's all right. I've got no complaints.
What's your brand of comedy? Like, if you were to go like watch like a like what are your favorite funny movies or TV shows?
I don't know if I have any favorite. If there were, if you included cartoons in that,
absolutely,
absolutely.
Looney Tunes, Bugs Bunny, and such.
Like the old school,
the classic stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. As for newer stuff, live action. I thought the show Trial and Error was pretty good. I ended up getting on that show as a jury member. And that was a fun show to work on.
Oh, you worked on Trial and Error. That's like a semi-newer show, right?
Yeah, the first season was earlier this year, and it had John Lithgow.
John Lithgow?
Yeah.
Cool. So besides Trial and Error, did you find that you were booking more gigs from your work with Tim and Eric?
Have I been getting more work because of Tim and Eric?
Yeah.
Not really.
No.
On some productions, there have been some people that have recognized me.
And they've said,
"Check it out."
And they've said, "Scott Clam."
Not in that way, but there's either principal actors or crew asked me, "Aren't you Scott Clam? Or are you familiar with Dubai or the Awesome Show?"
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've heard of them, and then they went on from there.
Cool. Okay. What's coming through the pipeline right now? What are your do you have anything coming up that any gigs booked that are coming up
that we can look out for?
Yeah.
not too much that I would be recognized in, especially as background, as an extra. I just haven't been working that much a lot, other than trial and error. But
Has that episode aired yet? Has that, sorry to interrupt you, Scott. Has that episode aired yet of Trial and Error?
That show aired in March and April. And I had like the last five episodes of the show. So you could probably find it online somewhere.
Cool. I think we'll have to try and find it, Dylan.
We're going to try and find you for sure.
Definitely. If there's one thing we want, it's more Scott Clam in our lives, and more of Scott Stewart.
I also want to see that scene with you and
in 24.
Yeah.
You'll be very hard pressed to find me in that episode of 24, but in season 3 of 24, and I think the 6th episode, you'll see me clearly on that one.
Okay. So Jack Bauer never killed you on 24?
No.
No. Have you ever had a death scene in any movie or TV show?
Never.
No death scenes? Or any death scenes?
I was in a coffin on Decoding Annie Parker.
Whoa.
And the coffin was actually very comfortable,
yeah,
believe it or not. And also played dead in the middle of the street in Purge 2.
Whoa! So you were just one of the dead bodies in Purge 2.
Yeah. And there, on that one, it was a 11.5 or 12-hour night. And it was downtown L.A. And there was one person that came out of one of the nightclubs or bars and came out and noticed me lying on the ground. He was trying to come up to me and help me, but one of the PAs went up to him, "Don't worry, it's okay. He's just an actor playing dead."
Good. So, like, how long would you have to lie on the road dead for?
And that one, it was good portion of the night. Therefore, a total of 11.5, 12 hours. But several hours of that was actually in the middle of the street.
Oh, man. So, but the coffin was, I guess, was way more comfortable.
Yeah, went pretty smoothly, except there was a police came by because somebody called shots fired.
What?
And somebody didn't get the memo that as part of the scenes, someone did fire a prop gun from a rooftop.
So did the cops like rush the set?
There were a few cop cars that came by and they asked what was going on, and the powers that be on the production explained what was going on, and cops left after that.
Cool. Okay, good. Nobody got hurt. That's good. So, okay, I'm interested in this coffin. So, like, do you have to, like, get into the coffin, and then they, like, sort of lift you up onto, like, a little, like, pedestal? Was it, like, so, because it was, like, an open, open-faced coffin. Is that what they call it, Dylan?
Not what open do they call face. It? It's what not a sandwich. It's just open coffin.
Open coffin, yeah. Not an open, like a sandwich. So, like, it was an open coffin in the scene, right, Scott?
Yeah, it was.
And so, like, how do you get into a coffin?
They had the whole thing open, and so I could lie in there, and they closed the portion from about the chest down.
Oh, I see. And
the only portion open was the part that would have covered my face.
Is it hard to play dead?
Yeah, kind of, because you had to lie there still without flinching or moving or not do anything.
Right, and that's like, that's difficult to not do anything.
And hold your breath while you're at it, too.
Oh, man. So what are you thinking about while that's happening?
You better do this quick, guys. I can only do this for so long without something flinching.
And do dead roles pay better than regular character extra work?
I don't know. The dead roles were kind of different, but I don't mind playing dead.
Okay.
Just as long as the check clears.
Yeah, I hear ya. I hear ya. So right now, so you're still doing the acting thing. You're still looking out for new gigs.
Yeah.
And have you ever had to go outside of L.A. for a gig?
Not yet. They're almost did once for a show.
Mm-hmm.
Where I had to go to the studio in Hollywood and be shuttled from there.
Mm-hmm.
They needed 3 Asian guys and their back extras, and there were 4 of us that were booked. 2 of us were Caucasian. They put the other Caucasian guy to be a driver, and that left me being the odd man out. So I got let go while the other guys just left for the shoot.
How often does that happen?
That was the only time in my experience.
Okay.
And that's coming upon 16 years.
Oh, okay. 16 years of acting.
Yeah.
That's great. So what do you want to do next? What are your sort of hopes of like next steps in the acting world? What do you want to do?
Just trying to get busier than it has been.
Mm-hmm.
That would be easier than said.
And if Tim and Eric and if their people called you tomorrow, would you go back there? Go back to check it out, working with the doctor and all the guys?
If they offer, I might.
Yeah.
Because the good doctor comes out of prison.
Right. The doctor was in prison. So I'm sure he'll find a way to get out. He always does. Or survive. Yeah. I think he survived like a plane crash. He survived a lot.
He survived food poisoning and seasickness.
Yeah, he did. Are you a fan? Are you a fan of the show, Scott?
Looks like I don't have much choice but be a fan of the show.
Well said.
I suppose you don't.
So, okay, Scott, last question. Have you ever gotten a hug from Eric Wareheim?
Have you ever gotten a hug from Eric? Don't remember.
No.
I don't think so.
No, because I always like to ask what it would be like. So if you haven't gotten a hug, what do you think a hug from Eric would be like?
I don't know.
You don't know? Like, he's a big guy. What do you think a hug would be like?
Probably a little awkward given the height difference.
How tall are you, Scott?
Probably close to 5'4". And Eric is 6'6".
He's a big boy. Yeah.
That's a big height difference.
Yeah, no, I'm a man of moderate size as well. So I imagine that we would have a similar experience. And,
how tall are you?
How tall am I? Like 5'5"?
You're only an inch taller than
yeah,
Scott?
Moderate. We're both men of moderate size, Dylan.
I'm 5'8".
Yeah. You're more than...
I'm also very moderate.
We're all moderate.
Dr. Brule is probably 6'2", and there's a picture that someone took that's on my Facebook profile photo area, and there's a noticeable height difference.
For sure. And, you know, I'm sure you keep yourself much, you know, more hygienically, you know, well-rounded than the doctor. Yeah. I mean, I try to, but, you know, I try to live my life like the doctor. Anyway, Scott, this was really cool. We really appreciate your time talking to us.
Yeah, thank you so much for sharing some of your experiences. We're big fans of the Tim and Eric universe, and we always
are we?
Yeah, we are, and we really enjoy talking to you guys because you know it means a lot that you took time out of your day to
you know, it gives us some glimpse behind the scenes.
Behind the scenes.
So
that's right.
You know, Scott, we wish you all the best and hope that you don't have to play dead too much off more often. Maybe you can actually have an actual death scene, and hope that the guys call you back for some more seasons. And we get to see you on some cool new show soon.
Thanks.
No worries. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Okay, Scott, thanks so much for your time, and enjoy the rest of your day out there in lovely Burbank.
Thanks, you too.
Okay, bye, Scott.
Bye, Scott.
Bye.